WSBGRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Okay, Irish fans, we're back with another episode of Dome and Domer, an online conversation about Notre Dame football. We are less than 24 hours removed from the thrashing that we took in Happy Valley at the hands of Penn State. And again, for the second week in a row, more questions than answers. I'm Mike Sullivan. Joining me is Mike Brammer and Ed Sullivan. And we're going to take about 15 minutes and try to sort through the mess from Saturday night. Okay, a couple key issues. Again, is Clawson the answer? I want to talk about what we thought of Jimmy Clawson's performance in his first start. And also the overall youth of this team and how big a factor is that? Or, once again, do we need to talk about is the Weiss regime on the right track? So, Ed, give me your thoughts on Jimmy Clawson.
Well, he did. I mean, he played well. He showed some poise. There was some, you know, resemblance to Brady as a freshman in the sense of getting battered and not having a lot around him, but coming back. I mean, he engineered the good drive. He made one play where he had to scramble, avoid the rush. He did so very well. He's moving to his right, finds a guy open about 10, 15 yards downfield, and has to flick it back to his left a little. And it was a beautiful pass, and that is a big gain and brought us down into scoring range.
You know, after seeing that one, I'm not sure that was it Paris who caught it. I'm not sure Paris was the intended receiver. There were two guys crossing going in opposite directions, and it wasn't clear to me that he was trying to throw it to Paris. But I could be wrong about that. Mike, what did you think of Jimmy Clawson's performance?
Overall, I thought he did a nice job. I mean, if you're grading him, I'd say he probably got a B+. I mean, you're asking a lot of a kid, a freshman, to go into a 107,000-seat stadium at Penn State, and pretty much because of our inept running game, you're asking him to play flawlessly.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the most part, he did. I mean, there's some mistakes he made that are freshman mistakes. I mean, letting the clock run down to 30 seconds. I mean, you know, every stadium in the world has that right above the end zone. I mean, you got to look up as a quarterback and know where you are in your cadence, and it just takes a quick glance. And that's something that, you know, with time you do that, but as a freshman, that's the kind of stuff you get.
And exactly. There were some of those freshman moments. I think there were times when, although we can't see it on TV, you know, it looked like he was holding on to the ball too long. Is he uncertain of his reads? Is he not sure where to put the ball? Or maybe nobody was open, and that's what we can't see on TV. But overall, I think Todd Blackledge, in the color commentary for ESPN, I thought he made a couple excellent points, one of which was, boy, Clawson just has that presence about him to feel the rush, and I thought he was he didn't take off and run too quickly. If anything, he hung in there too long, but that's unusual for a young quarterback.
Yeah, that's right, but I agree with you. There were a few spots, handful of spots, where you say it's a freshman mistake. At the end of the half, throw the ball downfield. Give somebody a chance to make a great catch. You know, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Right, that was silly to run with it there. You just got to put it up in the end zone.
Yep.
Yeah, and the other thing I noticed, and I don't know if this is Weiss. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you see when you're in the stadium. There were several times where we kept everybody in, and there was only two guys going out. And there were two Nittany Lions next to both of our receivers. I mean, he had nowhere to go. I mean, you can't ask a lot of a kid when there's nobody wide open. So it's not like Clawson was missing guys.
Hey, Brammer, his name is Clawson. It's not Clawson. It's Clawson, okay?
Well, until
he throws a touchdown pass,
ball whatever you want. Right. Announce it right once he starts playing well.
That's right. I agree. Don't want to get his head too big. The issue is not Clawson. We can't protect and we can't run, and I don't care who your quarterback is. We're done until that's fixed.
There are so many problems to be fixed that certainly, you know, the quarterback, I think we're in the right direction getting that fixed from the Georgia Tech game, but there are so many other things. It's really hard to evaluate what this kid has done or what he can do given this situation around him. Let's talk about that, the amount of young guys we are playing right now. And, I hate to keep going back to this as an excuse. Should this be the beginning and end of the conversation, hey, we're young, that's it? Or is it more than that? Is it the coaching staff?
You know, Mike, before we talk about it, why don't you go through the stats that you were telling me yesterday about the roster and game experience on our current roster?
Oh, listed in the three-deep depth chart, there are 41 of the 55 guys listed in the 3-deep depth chart, 41 of them have never played meaningful minutes or have never played at all prior to this year. 30 of them are freshmen and sophomores, but 41 of them have never played before. That's incredible, particularly in the offensive line. So, you know, you look at how many three-year starters do you guys recall in the offensive line for Notre Dame? We've all been watching Notre Dame football very closely for 30-plus years. How many three-year starters can you really recall? The point I'm trying to make is most of the time, guys do not start in the offensive line until their junior year. They start as juniors and again as seniors, and if they're three-year starters, it's a fifth year. We've got guys that are in there right now as freshmen and sophomores who are playing meaningful minutes, and that's a position it's just almost unheard of to do.
Yeah, and to address the question, I mean, I think rebuilding, yeah, we are. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we've got a lot of young guys. We got good players. To win in Happy Valley, we would have had to play flawlessly, which means you can't have 14 penalties for 97 yards. You get four or five penalties that don't hurt us in big situations when it's third and 10 and you wrap up the quarterback in the backfield and throw him down for a loss. I mean, all of a sudden there's a penalty. It's third and 5. They get a first down.
Yeah,
they then march down.
Mike,
the
question is, are those mistakes the result of youth or is,
yeah, it is.
No discipline and the coaching staff's missing something? I mean, I think it's youth.
No, I don't. I think it's this. We're just in a situation where we're rebuilding and you can hang some of that on the inexperience of you got a Corwin Brown first-time defensive coordinator in college football. You can't expect them to work miracles. I mean, there is some learning going on both sides of the house, coaching staff as well as players. So I think it's a mix, but if you look back at the whole entire game and say, all right, where are we at right now? I mean, I feel good. I felt better about the approach we had in the first half. I mean, granted, offensively, we have some major problems, but, I mean, some kids stepped up, and we had a couple of nice
plays. Who impressed you? Who impressed you?
I thought Darren Wallace did. I thought he was right. Great defensive play, turning and looking for the ball. I mean, how many times have we seen that in the last 10 years?
Yeah, Wallace, that was a great play he made. I guess I'm specifically talking about the offense.
No, the offense, hey, we got all kinds of problems. I'll tell you what, I was disappointed in Allen. I mean, he ran right into the back of our linebacker. There were several times he could have cut left and look out. There's at least 5 yards.
One of the things you're seeing is a live tryout on Saturdays. You know, we're playing five different running backs. At least five different wide receivers were in there. We have not determined who our go-to guys are yet. We have no identity. And guys are literally competing for positions on game day. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. I mean, does that mean we're going to be really deep in the future? Does it mean that, you know, we don't have anybody who can get the job done now? But I tell you, a couple guys that stand out as really looking bad early. I hate to pick on individuals, but at right guard, Eric Olson is, I've seen him just look terrible several times this year. And at left tackle, Duncan at left tackle is just terrible so far. I don't know if you guys have noticed any of that, but defensively, John Ryan. Has anybody seen John Ryan make a play? And the thing that really bugs me is there's a number of times when it looks like he has an opportunity to get on a play and he pulls up and loafs and is not going full go to the whistle. And that's the kind of thing that really bothers you.
Yeah, but you see that right off the get-go in the first half? I mean, there were some drives in the second half where our guys just were totally whipped and exhausted. Yeah. And they started to collapse. In fact, the score could have been much worse. We got a couple of breaks and one drive, finally, that gave us a little breathing room so that they didn't hang 50 on us because it could have gotten ugly. You look at the drive chart, for Notre Dame in this game, and, they had one drive that was 2 minutes and didn't have anything approaching that until, that third quarter, when we had a 4 minute 31 second drive. Otherwise, it's a minute 30, a minute 40, a minute 29, 50 seconds, a minute.
Yes. Oh, yes. Seven consecutive breakouts.
And you cannot defend. You can't defend when that's happening.
Well, it was nothing that made me feel like we had taken a step forward this week compared to Georgia Tech. You know, the early quick start, maybe. I don't think we took a step forward anywhere. Defensively, maybe.
it's 14-7, okay, and if we can hold them and get the ball back, I mean, maybe the damage is limited, but, you know, some key mistakes with some penalties, and all of a sudden, you know, going into halftime, we're now down 10, and it's just snowballs from there.
Yeah, so. I guess you could hang the defensive performance on the lack of offense, but 31 points, I guess the special teams gave them 10. So the defense gave up 21 points being on the field the whole game. I guess that's
inside
not
the 50.
That's not bad. Yeah. But overall, the offense, I think you see Clawson will be the guy. Charlie Weiss is going to have to, you know, take the handcuffs off and let the kid throw the ball a little bit. But, of course, you know, how much worse can it get? He got sacked 6 times. If we're trying to throw the ball down the field, how much, you know, 6 times is a ton. So how much worse can it really get? Might as well let the kid take a shot down the field once in a while. I thought he made several excellent throws. And Golden Tate went up and got that one, which was called back by a penalty. But Tate looked good. The sequence down at the goal line late in the game, the fade to Kamara, I thought was a well-thrown ball. Then we come back on third down, and the shot to Kamara in the back of the end zone should have been caught. And then the fourth down to Paris, just a little bit of mistiming, but a catchable ball nonetheless. You guys agree with that?
I agree that it was missed. Clawson could have thrown a little better ball, but he could have come down with it and should have come down with
it.
And I agree with you that the ball in the back of the end zone should have been caught as well. That's inexcusable.
That was a drop. I mean, he dropped it, you know?
Yes.
But when you look at again, you keep coming back to the young guys playing. Ian Williams played a lot at nose tackle. You saw Kerry Neal was in there at outside linebacker. I mean, you know, they look like freshmen. They are small, undersized guys. You know, Williams isn't small, but certainly, you know, it's just amazing how many new guys are in there. And I guess we just have to be patient and hope this thing gets corrected by the end of the year. But, man, we're staring some ugly numbers
right in the eye. Yeah, it's 17-7, okay? Zivikowski returns the punt. We get down to the 7-yard line, okay? First and goal, and we come away with a field goal.
Let's talk about that a minute. I was really disappointed in that offensive performance after that turnover. I didn't like throwing first down. Maybe a screen or a little possession passing or something. Get 4 yards on first and goal from the 7.
Oh, great plan. Okay, now let's get 4 yards. Hey, guys, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get 4 yards. Well, you know what? We haven't been able to get anything the entire day. You can't run the ball.
I think what he was doing was he was trying to avoid the blitz there, okay? First down, most likely we are going to run the ball. They know that, so why would you blitz?
He ran the play on the goal line that we had thrown, that Samardzija made a living on. It was the exact same play, a little different formation, slightly different look, but essentially it's a single receiver route trying to catch them playing the run, selling out on the run. Now, the only problem with that is we hadn't been able to run the ball much, but I'm not sure you can nitpick at the play calling down there. My God, three and out. What are you going to call?
Hey, let's look at this. I mean, one thing we know for sure, guess what we're going to see the rest of the season? I mean, we're going to have people blitzing us every play. I would send everybody.
Yes.
There's 2 games in a row now. We can't seem to block anybody when we blitz. I mean, hey, guess what, Clawson?
Clawson.
You're going to see this.
His name is
Clawson.
Jimmy Clawson.
Hey, I'll call. As soon as we win a game, change column.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be back on Tuesday with special guest Mike Coffey from ND Nation, and we'll talk a little bit more about bigger picture issues in college football and the program, et cetera, as we prepare for game number 3 up in Ann Arbor against Michigan. Until then, you've been listening to Dome and Domer, an online conversation about Notre Dame football. If you have any questions or comments, post them on domeanddomer.com, or you can send us an email, info@domeanddomer.com. For Ed Sullivan and Mike Brammer, I'm Mike Sullivan. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. And remember, I'm Dome, and they're Domer.